Delaware lawmakers are considering a proposal to tighten rules on the state's gun sellers. From the Delaware desk, WHYY Sarah Mueller has more.
Legislation sponsored by Delaware Senate President Dave Sekola aims to crack down on dealers' illegal or reckless practices. Gun control advocates say the majority of guns used in crimes come from firearm dealers. Sekola says that's why Delaware needs to increase oversight on the retailers.
This legislation is necessary. ATF data shows that there have been a significant number of firearms recovered that are connected to crimes both in Delaware and our neighboring states.
The bill would increase the state of Delaware's oversight of firearm retailers with stricter inspection and security requirements. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
The state of Pennsylvania has seen a historic decline in traffic fatalities in 2025. Highway deaths are the lowest since record keeping began in 1928, 80 fewer than in 2024. Jennifer Kunch of PennDOT says, though roadway deaths are down, aggressive driving is up by double digits.
Nobody wakes up and thinks, I'm going to go crash into somebody and potentially kill somebody today. Nobody plans for that. You get behind the wheel and you make a series of bad decisions, and it leads to that.
Kunch says aggressive driving can range from speeding up through a yellow light to beat the red to not fully stopping at a stop sign. A South Jersey woman who wants to keep her land is challenging a condemnation complaint issued by her township. Here's WHYY's David Matthau.
Officials in Cape May County's Middle Township are working with a private developer to build a housing complex, and resident Dawn Robinson says the town is unfairly trying to force her to give up her vacant lot.
The land's already paid for. If I wanted to sell it, I would have had a for sale sign on it. I'm not being rude, you know. I don't want to sell it. I want to keep it for my kids.
Stockton University Associate Law Professor Curran Wolf says under the Constitution, eminent domain gives the government the power to take private property as long as officials can prove the project serves a legitimate public purpose.
They have to show that the development will be good for the community in some significant way. You have to have a very specific plan that shows clear public good.
A show cause hearing on the matter is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon in Cape May Superior Court. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
The Philadelphia Phillies win back-to-back series with their win against the Marlins yesterday, 1-0 in Miami. Tonight, Christopher Sanchez starts for the Phils at home against the Athletics. And the Knicks, they just sucked the life out of the 76ers in game one of the Eastern Conference semis, the final 137-98. It's the Sixers and Knicks tomorrow evening at Madison Square Garden for game two. Their Hurricanes beat the Flyers 3-2 in overtime yesterday. The Flyers hope for a win when they host Thursday night in South Philly.